It's John Kerr.
And I see you're a volunteer today.
I'm one of the Glasgow ambassadors to the Olympics.
So can you tell me what that involves?
It involves, there's quite a lot of us, maybe about 250, between 50 and 200 of us scattered throughout Glasgow. We're advising people what's happening, to advising them the route the torch is going, what may be happening in that area that they're in, like here we've got a choir later on, and then there's obviously a torchbearer who will then go out that direction. I'll end up in George Square about half six tonight for a concert.
You're a volunteer yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
So what made you want to get involved in this?
Well, actually, I must blame my wife for that. She's seen it in the Evening Times, and I actually just turned 65 the other day there, and so technically I'm retired, so I thought, well, something to do with my time. So she's seen it in the Times way back in January, and we sent away for it.
Do you feel this is a big occasion for yourself?
Of course it's a big occasion. It's a big occasion for the young people, because they can look back and say to their children, the grandchildren, obviously, we were there when that happened. Same as at the moment, as you well know, everybody's going, I was there when the Queen was coronation. So it's a good thing for city. It shows Glasgow off as it is, a great and beautiful city.
And do you feel that with the torch passing through Glasgow, although the Olympics is held in London, do you feel that actually brings the people of Glasgow and Scotland closer to the Olympics?
I would say, in honesty, I would say no, because we're kind of out the way. I think if more than just football was brought up here, but unfortunately football is a short story, if you probably were thinking. But yeah, it makes, everybody's shouting about we're all the one country. Well, this makes it one country. Things happening in the country, and it's up to everybody's own opinion how they feel. But I would say yes, if you were out and about, you should be out and about and go and see. Unfortunately, I don't know what the prices of things are, but if the news that I heard earlier on today was anything to go by, this is as near to the London Olympics as I'll get.
Yeah.
Okay.